So today is Rosh Chodesh. It's actually technically the last day of the month. It's the 30th day of Tishrei. And tomorrow is actually the first day of Cheshvan because we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh today. So the halach is when we daven on Rosh Chodesh, we have to add some special prayers. So we know we said Hallel today, but in the Shmon Esrei, we add in Yalav Yavo, but Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. So why do we add? Because we learn out, the Talmud teaches us, the Torah says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that we have to thank God that not just during the day, but what the Gemara learns out is we have to make special mention of the day on that prayer. So on Shabbos, we mention Shabbos. On Rosh Hashanah, we mention Rosh Hashanah. On Sukkot, we mention Sukkot. On Rosh Chodesh, we mention Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, in our davening, we mention in the middle of our Shmon Esrei, we had the Yalav V'Yavo. So how important is that prayer? Well, it's more of a legal question, not in terms of how important it is, but the question is, let's say you forget to say it. Do you have to go back and repeat the whole Shmon Esrei, or you'll catch it next time? How does it work with the Yalav V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh? So it depends which prayer you miss or you forget to say it in. So tonight, we just finished Mincha, so we're moving on to Ma'ariv, evening service. So the halacha is, if you forget to say Yalav V'Yavo tonight in your Shmon Esrei, one would not repeat Shmon Esrei. And even though it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, but we assume, practically speaking, both, it's like if you forgot it last night and tonight, there is no difference to halacha. You would not go back and repeat the Shmon Esrei because the Talmud tells us, Ein Mekadeshin Es HaChodesh Balayla. Since when the Beis Din used to, back in the day, today we just go on the calendar and see what day, or we go on our phones and get all the info. But before the iPhones and calendars, so they had to, based in the Jewish court of law, had to wait. Witnesses had to come and tell them when. So they used to have a very easy system. Like it was, even if you were far away, you used to light fires on the mountains, and therefore they used to see them. Kind of like back in the day when you're in the Navy, you're fighting a war, they said, make sure you don't light a fire, because if you light a fire, you know, you're finished. And that was before the time of radar, right? Doesn't make a difference. They'll find you now anyway. But back in the day when they didn't have radar, so that's what they did. It worked very efficiently. However, some of our enemies, no shortage of those, they wanted to disrupt our calendar, because they know how important is the Jewish calendar. We go by a lunar calendar. So they started making what I call fake fires, you know, fake news. There were fake fires back then. There were real fires, but wasn't the real fire. And therefore, based in the Jewish court, didn't know if it was a real fire or a fake fire. So we had to change the system. So they changed the system that witnesses had to actually come to the court of law. So you see them and then they give you the information. So therefore, they didn't meet at night, so they only sanctified the moon, the month during the day. So therefore, regarding this halacha, if one forgot to say Yalav V'Yavo at night, so therefore, again, if you haven't davened yet, you should say it. But if you didn't say it, you don't have to go back and repeat. However, regarding Shacharis and Mincha, regarding the morning prayers, Musaf, you don't have to worry about forgetting it because it's not in there. We don't need it because the other three prayers are basically weekday prayers. And how are we making it into a Rosh Chodesh prayer? By putting this prayer in. But we don't usually daven Musaf during a regular day. We're only davening Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh. So the whole prayer is about Rosh Chodesh. So no need to put in like just a remembrance when we have the real thing itself. So therefore, Musaf we're not going to forget. Regarding Shacharis and Mincha, so the simple explanation is that if one forgets it in the morning or one forgets it at Mincha, then one would have to repeat the Shmona Esrei because then based in the courts they used to meet, and therefore if you don't say you have to go back. However, there is an exception to the rule that it depends when you remember. So mincha, really, there's no way out. If you forgot it at mincha, you'd have to repeat it. But if you forget it at shacharis, so there's a discussion, depends if you remembered it, like you're davening shacharis, you're not thinking, because you didn't have your coffee yet, whatever the issue might be. And then they do hallel, Rosh Chodesh, whatever the case is. And you after you daven musaf, you say, wait a second, I think I forgot to say yalla v'yavo in my shacharis shmoneh esrei. So then, if you remember post facto, after you already daven musaf, so therefore then the Magen Avraham writes, then one has what to rely on, then one would not have to repeat the prayer. So the simple eitz is don't forget, but if you forget, tonight you don't have to worry, and shacharis and mincha, generally you go back, but if you remember after musaf, so then you wouldn't even have to go back on shacharis. Why that's so, that's a separate discussion. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezachah Yisrael Afiyach Yom Tov Mitzvah Shenemar Anar Chafetz Uman Tzidko Yaldil Torah V'Yadir.